org.
Well, good Sunday morning, Hometown Christian Radio, AM 1240, 3WC, and the new 100.1 FM, 7:30 and 71 degrees outside here across the Wilkesboros this morning. And it is now time for the Prophecy 101 broadcast with Dr. Charles Whipple. And, of course, you can send in your questions live on the program to us. You can text 336-355-4876. Or you can email on air at 1240 3WC.com. Dr. Whipple, good morning to you. It's great to have you back in.
Well, good morning, Brother Chambers, and it's great to be here in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen to that. And we'll go ahead and dive right in this morning. Once again, you can send in your questions, 336-355-4876, to text those in, or you can email on air at 1240 3WC.com. And we'll dive right into it with a question here this morning that asks, Dr. Whipple, is the solar eclipse part of God's plan for the return of Christ?
Well, throughout biblical scripture and prophecy, there's quotations about events like that, and we know that we have them in different cycles even today. But the issue that Mark Hitchcock, make a note of this, if you don't know this name, you need to know it, because Tim LaHaye recommends prophecy writing now that's being done in multitudes of new books. He's a professor at Dallas Theological Seminary, where I graduated from, but he wasn't finished in his schooling when I was there. But Mark Hitchcock's books address this thoroughly. And I will say to you, in a case where he brings it up clearly for us to understand, the reality of it is, a lot of these eclipses are not seeable in Israel. Thus, it's not a prophecy having anything to do with Israel. But I again encourage you, check out Mark Hitchcock and the multitudes of books that he's done. And Tim LaHaye says he's the man. Now that he's gone, he said that before he went to be with the Lord, Tim LaHaye, Mark Hitchcock is the guy.
Absolutely. As we continue to move on here this morning, next question, Dr. Whipple says, what Old Testament scripture goes with prophecy in Revelation?
Let's put it this way. You got multitudes and multitudes of prophecies that are fulfilled in the prophetic text of scripture. The only difference is the earlier part of the books, leading up to the early part of chapter 4 of Revelation, is focusing on the church during the church age. But when you get past chapter 4, everything's pointing towards the events of what we call the future. So we need to keep in mind multitudes of things that are in the book of Revelation may come from any one of the prophecies of Scripture. I mean, the prophetic books is what I meant to say.
All right. Next question here says, Dr. Whipple, in the last days, what prophecies are yet to be fulfilled?
In the last days. Now, we have two things, and because of the first question we had, just a few moments ago, that's a good question for now. The realization is we are living in the church age. When the day of Pentecost came and God the Holy Spirit was placed in any believer from that day forward when they believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, when the Holy Spirit was given, then things are focused on things that God revealed through the epistles specifically for the bride of Christ, the church. Paul in Ephesians chapter 3 is a key text. If you have not been a real good student of Ephesians chapter 3, do a devotion. And you're going to see that the church was the greatest mystery that's ever been, and it was revealed to understand it to Paul first. I'm quoting that text in chapter 3 of Ephesians, and then the other preachers and prophets. So keep in mind that is an important feature and factor as we study the Word of God. But then we understand, because Jesus died and rose again, and then the day of Pentecost came, it was basically like saying in prophetic scripture, time out Israel. Thus, things happened that have to do with the church age for the last 2,000 years. But we're not done yet. When the church began, the church age, on the day of Pentecost, with the giving of the Holy Spirit beginning, we understand when the church age began, then the focus is on the body of Christ, the church. It's not to ignore Israel. It's not to ignore Jewish people, because Paul made it clear in Romans 1, it's to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So it's not ignoring Jewish people and Israel. But the realization of the prophecies about Israel all over the Old Testament and even in the four Gospels, none of that is to be fulfilled until beyond the rapture, when we've departed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, at the last trump. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together ever to be with the Lord in the air. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. And please understand, the things to deal prophetically, multitudes and multitudes of things that have never been fulfilled in the Old Testament are yet to be fulfilled. And those prophetic prophecies of the Old Testament will not be that have not been fulfilled will not be fulfilled till post after the rapture of the church, because the focus today is on us. And one reason Israel had to be back in the land in 1948 is we're getting closer and closer to the end of the church age.
Absolutely. Once again, you want to send in questions live to us this morning during the program, you can by text message at 336-355-4876, or you can email onair@1240.com. Moving on next.
Would it be all right if I do a PS to what we just answered?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Galatians chapter 3. If you're not a student of Galatians, you need to take time, and especially, now, the whole book, of course, but especially chapter 3 in light of the questions that have come up today. You need to understand, as you study in the later part of chapter 3, the law was the schoolmaster to bring you to Christ. In other words, it convicted you of sin. But then, I'm quoting it now, and then when you had trusted Christ, you're no longer under the schoolmaster. Please note that. Then he says, this is important for us to know right now, once you trust Christ as Savior, you're neither a Jew or a Gentile. You're neither a bond nor free. You need to understand, go do a devotion in Galatians chapter 3. We need to note that everybody, whether it's a Jewish person that trusts Christ today or a Gentile person that trusts Christ today, we're one body, and the identity of being a Jew or a Gentile in the face of Christ, you're not part of the house of Israel if you're a Jewish person. You're now a part of the bride of Christ, which is the glorifying one day when he raptures the church out of here.
Absolutely. And a question just sent in live to us here this morning asked, Dr. Whipple, do you think there will be a span of time between the dead in Christ rising and the church being caught up to meet them in the air?
It's exactly how Paul puts it, in a moment, in a twink of an eye. So about a second. It's going to be, hey, please understand, that's going to come so swiftly. And I'm going to quote it again, which I quoted a moment ago, and finish the quote this time. Behold, I show you a mystery, Paul talking. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, at the last trump. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together ever to meet the Lord in the air. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
As we continue to move on here, next question says, Dr. Whipple, Mark 13:10 says, the gospel must first be published among all nations. Has this happened yet?
Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 is a very, very important text. In light of the scriptures, we need to understand that Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away with. And the word perfect there is a neuter, meaning an it. What was the perfect? That's when the word of God was finished. But in Colossians chapter 1, I'm reading it for you in just a moment. In Colossians chapter 1, listen to what Paul says. Now, please note, Colossians was written sometime between 61 and 63 A.D. Again, Colossians was written sometime between 61 and 63 A.D. Now listen to Paul in chapter 1, starting in verse 22 of Colossians. In the body of his flesh through death to present you, he's talking to the bride of Christ, the church, holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved from the hope of the gospel, which we have heard, here's the statement, it's in verse 23, make a note, 23, which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am a minister. Stop. Paul's making an announcement. By the time he was writing these words of Colossians, everybody under heaven had heard the gospel.
As we continue to move on this morning, once again, you can send in your questions live. Once again, 336-355-4876. That's by text message, or you can send them by email at onair@1240.com.
P.S., can I interrupt?
Yes, sir.
One other thing to say on that Colossians text. That's why discipleship is so important. That everybody be discipled to go disciple other people. The spreading of truth happens faster as people are discipled to grow. I'm quoting again from the Apostle Paul mixed with a statement by Peter. Grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But also, go to all places and share and disciple one another.
Absolutely. A question sent in live to us here this morning asked, Dr. Whipple, how long will we live on the new earth under the rule of Jesus before heading into heaven?
Under the rule of Jesus, well, that's a little contrary to its question. The realization is once once the tribulation is over, all right, and Jesus comes back to Israel, he's going to rule for 1,000 years from Israel. But you got to understand, the Abrahamic covenant is completely fulfilled. That means every piece of property from the river of Egypt to Euphrates River will be Israel during the millennium. And then when the millennium is over, Peter gives you detail. This will be 2 Peter chapter 3 of the destruction of the universe and earth. Total annihilation. Then Peter also brings up before the end of the chapter a new heavens and a new earth. Please note when you go to Revelation 21 and 22, you have a new heavens and a new earth and a new Jerusalem. They all three are eternal. They all three are eternal. All right, let me give you the addresses again. Catch it. Do a devotion in 2 Peter chapter 3 and Revelation chapter 21 and 22.
Absolutely. As we continue to move on here this morning, 7:43, so you still got plenty of time to go ahead and get your questions in as we've got about 11 minutes left in the program here this morning. Another question asked says, Dr. Whipple, I've heard it said that neither the USA or Korea can be found, geographically speaking, in the Bible when it refers to nations of the last days.
That's a good question, and I'm going to use an old J. Vernon. In 1974 in Tampa, I was at a Bible conference, J. Vernon, only speaker, Sunday through Wednesday. And he said, I'm going to, tomorrow night, I don't remember which night of that week it was, I'm going to show you why America is not written in Scripture. So you can add these two that you just brought up in your question, whoever asked that question, add that too. Why are they not brought up? That next night, he said, the reason why America is not brought up in prophecy is either she will destroy herself from within before the rapture, or a great revival will happen just before the rapture. And it's not an issue anymore in America being apart. But I put it to you this way after hearing J. Vernon McGee way back in 1974. I think both can happen. Now go to those countries that you just brought up in your question. The reality of it is the one thing we got to be careful of in Revelation, he clearly talks about the kings of the East being involved in the tribulation. Well, please note, the kings of the East is your Oriental countries. So I don't know, because it's not named there, if that includes the Korean part that your question had. But the realization is he does bring up the kings of the East, and it literally means linguistically the kings of the rising sun.
Absolutely. And another question sent in live to us here this morning asked, it says, Dr. Whipple, knowing that you studied in Israel and in Jerusalem, this person wants to know, how much different is church in Israel than here in the USA?
When I was there, because the Sabbath, everything shuts down in Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the only city in Israel that they shut everything down on the Sabbath, which we call Saturday today. They shut it down. The churches that are biblical churches start having their services on Saturday because everything stopped anyway. But I would say to you, in reference to the imagery that's in a picture of what was brought up, the realization is the recognition of the Word of God is honored even by the Jewish people, even though they may not believe in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They may believe that, because I lived in a dorm with six Israeli soldiers. That's right. And one of them was agnostic. The rest of them were atheist. And there was one that hid in a small room with me that was a Orthodox Jewish person, and he always got up and ran out because he was always under attack by those soldiers. But the realization is the world is different now, but it's going to be even more different after. That's a lousy grammar. Sorry about that. It's going to be in a greater stage of difference after we're gone in the rapture.
And this next person asks, says, Dr. Whipple, will Babylon play into the end of time?
It's the most prophetic statements that in reference to a nation throughout the scriptures. I don't care if it's Daniel, Jeremiah, Isaiah, you're going to have Babylon this and Babylon that. We have a lot of people who try to claim that Babylon was destroyed. And as I said last time we were here, Babylon is flourishing. Over 300, actually, it's over 400,000 people living there. And the University of Babylon in the city of Babylon in southern Iraq has occupants that are students, full-time students, over 10,000 students. So prophetically, when you're studying Babylon Old Testament or Babylon in Revelation, Babylon is Babylon. And by the way, thank you, Lord, for this reminder. Look at the end of Peter's writings. He wrote his epistles from the church at Babylon. And the first century Talmud, who brought Christianity to Babylon? This is the first century Jewish booklet, or actually text, called the Talmud. Who brought Christianity to this city of Babylon and its culture? Peter the Apostle. He did. See, I don't want to get into that one right now. Rome versus Babylon. Babylon, always in the Bible, is Babylon.
As we continue to move on here this morning, we have another live question sent in. This person wants to ask Dr. Whipple, can anyone be saved during the tribulation period?
Let's put it this way. If Paul wrote in Romans chapter 11, about two-thirds through the chapter, the day is coming, all Israel be saved. Let's put it this way. All the Jewish people that are alive towards the end of the tribulation basically the great revival for Israel will begin in the middle of the tribulation because of the abomination that brings desolation by the evil one, the Antichrist himself. All Israel's going to be saved. Paul makes that crystal clear. But the greatest revival of humanity in history, other than, as we illustrated from Colossians 1, is going to occur during the tribulation. It's false teaching, those that teach, that people that are in the tribulation die and go to hell. There will be a great abundance of population that will die and go to hell. But the greatest revival, post-church age, before the church age, happening will happen during the tribulation.
And this next question that is sent in to us here, Dr. Whipple, asks, how will the Middle East change around the end of time?
Well, first, Israel had to come home. You are eyewitnesses right now of the changes being prepared in the Middle East and the culture switching and the culture becoming dominant and the culture around Israel. Majority is anti-Israel. That's what the tribulation teaches, that the majority of the nations that are close to Israel will be anti-Israel. Not all of them, not all of them, but majority of them. And you are being eyewitnesses right now to see that process to get here. I don't know the day or the hour. I don't make any predictions of when the rapture, but it's soon.
And this next question, this person wants me to tell you who they are. It's Angela that works here. She asks, she wants you to explain what you told her about the rise of the Assyrian Empire.
The Assyrian Empire is all through prophecy. Let me go to the end before the beginning. If you were to study the second half of Isaiah 19, there are three nations that will be saved in the tribulation, at the end of the tribulation, where the whole people population of those three nations will be saved. And if you do a devotion on the second half of Isaiah 19, you'll see them named. I'll go ahead. I'm going to skip to the last one mentioned, and it's mentioned last only because of all the prophecies that all Israel will be saved. So all Israel will be saved by the end of the tribulation. All right. It also says and spends most of its dialogue writing about all Egypt being saved. Dear Christian, God said, I'll bless them that bless thee, I'll curse them that curse thee. Even though the majority of Jewish people today do not know Christ as Savior, don't you be cruel to them because you're going to reap what you sow. But let me go back to the text. Egypt, of all nations in world history of the Bible, that blessed Israel. Hey, there was a Pharaoh that could have killed Abraham because he lied to him. Then there was the Joseph put in slavery and how he was exalted. And then also the stories that we have of Egypt being friendly with Israel and blessing him. And then Jesus, when he's a baby, being protected in Egypt. All Egypt is going to be saved. But then here's the shocker. All Assyria is going to be saved. That's what Isaiah says. All Assyria. Well, what's Assyria? Watch it happen before your eyes if we're here till the rapture. What's that? Syria, where it's chaos right now, and northern Iraq, where Mosul, if you didn't know it, Mosul is Nineveh. Northern Iraq and Syria are going to reunite and be ancient Assyria. And God says at the end of that chapter in Isaiah 19, all Assyrians are going to be saved too. Here's the thing. The evil one will be there. But when he wants to go rule the world from Jerusalem, God's going to mock him because it says in that text in Isaiah 19, when he saves all the Assyrians, as he did in Nineveh in Jonah's day, it's the work of my hands. The greatest miracles coming of people getting saved will be done as it was when the backslidden preacher was preaching in Nineveh and all of them got saved. All the day is coming, all Assyrians are going to get saved. do a devotion in Isaiah 19.
And we are here at the end of time for our program here this morning, 7:54, just about to be 7:55. Dr. Whipple, thank you so much. We enjoy doing this every month on the second Sunday of every month. I know in September, that'll be September the 10th, so the day before September the 11th will be our next day for doing Prophecy 101 once again. And real quick here before we get ready to shut the program down here for this morning, tell everybody about...
Can I give them one text?
Oh, yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Please put this down if you're still there. Nahum chapter 1. Nahum chapter 1. Please read that short chapter.
All right. And, of course, tell everybody where your church is located and where they can join you on a Sunday morning.
I'm sorry, I was drinking water.
No, I just said tell everybody where your church is located. And
Community Baptist Church at 501 C Street in North Wilkesboro. And we're right close to downtown North Wilkesboro. And we come and visit with us and be a part as we start our services between 10:15 and 10:30.
And now we have to close down the program. This has been the Prophecy 101 broadcast with Dr. Charles Whipple here on Hometown Christian Radio 3WC 71 Degrees at 7:56.
There's a reason why no summer gathering is complete without Bojangles iced tea. It's because every batch is slowly steeped the old-fashioned way, which is how we've been making our iced tea for the past 40 years. Not everyone who sells iced tea freshly steeps it in small batches all day long, and that's why not everyone can call their tea legendary. Bojangles tea is freshly steeped for that legendary flavor. For a limited time, get a 32-ounce cup for just $1. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Dine in or drive through at Bojangles of North Wilkesboro.
The Jackson Twins are back, inviting you to Freedom Auto.
Daddy has pre-owned vehicles for sale, all at affordable prices.
Yeah, and if he doesn't have it, he can find just what your little heart desires.
And he never charges a dock fee.
No pressure buying and no dock fee?
Yes, come see us today on Highway 421 in Wilkesboro across from Dodge City Steakhouse.
Or check us out on Facebook and see what our existing customers have to say about their car buying experience. Or view our inventory at freedomautollc.com. Freedom Auto, our daddy will give you a deal that's for real.
The largest manufacturing housing dealership in the area is Clayton Homes of Wilkesboro. Susan, Frank, and George are here to assist you with your purchase. They offer land home packages or occupy your own land with a beautiful modular, double wide, or single wide. Your one-stop shop for housing needs is Clayton Homes, 2724 U.S. Highway 421, Wilkesboro. Opening doors to a better life, one home at a time, and your hometown manufacturing house.